Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Arizona, and time for the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Our Christmas Live studio audience is full of very special elves, and they have a song for you.
We are Fauci elves. Buy your gifts yourselves. We make shots, not toys for tots, cause we are Fauci elves. We need a vaccine to escape quarantine. Don't go by Pfizer, Fauci is wiser. We are Fauci elves. Santa can't get sick this year. Don't sit on his lap. We are tired of all of this COVID crap. Fauci wears a mask. Is that too much to ask? Just stand at 6 feet, wash hands, and repeat. We are Fauci's elves. We are Fauci's elves.
That's so funny. Today's topics: a better life, cancer help, video marketing, real Hollywood, and business tips delivered by our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, Mr. Randy Miller, Wen Enterprises, Personal Growth, Well-Being, and Wellness, Leah Salmerin, Paddle for the Cure, New York City, Nonprofit, Taylor Willman, Video Marketing Expert, Alexa Melocci, Hollywood Producer of Little Studio Films, and Jairus Tucker, Business Marketing, Branding, and Advertising Expert. Christmas Eve is tomorrow, and it's 8 days to the end of the year. Our guests today are going to provide some very important tips and takeaways so you can finish the year strong and make it your best year ever. Let's get this place rocking with the best Christmas song that they got. Gotta love Mariah, but I don't think anyone loves Mariah more than Mariah loves Mariah. Everything Home is a talk radio show, podcast, and patriotic purpose-driven resource platform. It's a transformational show and platform about life, Laughter in the Pursuit of Happiness, delivered by good people doing good business and good things. You're going to meet five of them today. One location for all the information, the Ultimate Resource Platform. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more info on today's guests and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. Bookmark it, make it your new homepage. Start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Get you in the Christmas mood, a little more Christmas music.
Well, it's Christmas time again. Decorations are on by the fire. Everybody's singing all about.
I'm trying to keep an eye on the clock. It's 12:05, so we got to get things moving, even though I'd love to play Christmas music all day for you. Oh, the doorbell! In the spirit of Christmas, the verse of the day is here. Let them praise your great and awesome name. Your name is holy. Psalm 99:3. Don't forget, Christmas is about the birth of Jesus, even though we love to have commercialized it and listened to all the fun music, the decorations, the presents, and the giving. So keep that in mind and say a couple extra prayers this year. I think everybody could use them. This is our live segment, Purpose Driven Partners. We're going live every Wednesday and Friday from 12 to 1 Mountain Time with experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people. Share their stories, passions, to provide real-life, tangible takeaways. We're making it easy to find the messages that matter from the people you need to know about, those good people doing good business and good things.
Everything's home.
All right, 12:06. I said I wanted to keep in the time. I got to keep on track here. So I think we should just bring on our first guest. Today's topics: a better life, cancer, help, video marketing, real Hollywood, and business tips. Let's see, we are going to bring on the partners and our guests. My first up, he is a Jersey boy. See that 201 number coming up. So let's bring on Mr. Randy Miller, the founder and chief WEN officer at WEN Enterprises, the preeminent destination for personal growth, well-being, and wellness. Hey, Fauci Zelds, how about a round of applause? Hey, Mr. Miller, how are you doing today?
Hello, Michelle. Thank you for having me, number one, and I am just energized to be with you. So hello to you and all the listeners. You energized me like there's no tomorrow.
Awesome. Awesome. And you're in the Christmas spirit now. I'm throwing music at you left and right. So you have no choice.
Holiday prayers, end of year. We want this year to be over, but what a year, and new year planning. So it's all good. And it's Wednesday. So I do really well on Wednesdays.
Well, and the best part about it is I love when the holiday falls on a Friday, so then you got your Thursday, Christmas Eve, things are a little bit more relaxed, people aren't really working, Friday, well, now it's a national holiday on Christmas Eve, and then Friday is the actual, the Christmas Day plus the day off, so you get a nice long weekend, so you can kind of gives you a chance, and you've kind of run out of excuses to maybe dive a little inward and get prepared for 2021 and take a little time out and do a little self-reflection maybe. Because if you don't change anything from this year, just because the calendar changed and there's a new digit, nothing's going to change in 2021, correct?
Not only correct, I believe it's when we do things. Michelle, so you teed it up perfectly, because a lot of people are living in that if there's going to be a vaccine, if COVID's going to be over. No, I think we've reached when, I think. And for today, with me anyway, you're going to get a little when, because everybody wants their life to be better. But I think it's when we do these things and when we take control of our own self-care and our being. And obviously you or your listeners know what I do with when, improving people's lives. But I think today I really want to focus on inspiring when people will make these changes in their lives and when they can start to feel better going into a new year. So it's perfect. Perfect timing.
Yeah, like I said, if you don't make the change, and we talked about this before on the show, and some of the other guests have discussed it too. It's people don't take that time out to really figure out what they need to do. And maybe now, like I said, it's perfect time. You got 4 days here, people. And the best part about it is you're giving them the resources. They don't have to go and do a Google search or try to find anything. It's right there for them. So let's talk about when and what they can
correct.
Do.
And I got called out last time because I didn't really talk about when. So let me give you a little bit of that. And the segue is unpacking all the stuff. Everybody's got stuff. So you need some assistance. So when was built to give one-on-one, dedicated, private, online, virtual, and this was all pre-COVID, so I'm proud of myself of the model. This was all done in advance to help with your career, your health, and your being. And your career, you could be an individual, you could be a business owner, you could be responsible for employees. WEN caters to businesses all across the globe. We specialize in Arizona, so for those of you that are listening, more productive, more confident in your career. Your being is your well-being. And people get that confused a little bit with wellness. Wellness and well-being roll over, but your well-being is your career, your social well-being. That's your relationship. That's the love in your life. I'm okay saying that. Everybody needs a little love in their life. About effectively managing your finances. Money or no money, it's good to have money, but you got to manage it. You got to have control over your economic life. Your physical well-being, that's really where the wellness kicks in. And then obviously community, where you are, where you live, your safety, your security. WEN does all this. You get a WEN advisor to work with you one-on-one. The WEN advisors are trained to help you. So career, health, and being, that's what we do 24/7. It's a program where we partner with businesses. You can come on individually. And I'm in a holiday spirit, Michelle. So what I'm going to do today for you and your listeners, two things, if I'm allowed. One, and I think you post it because you're the best at all this, we're going to give 20% off our regular price program. And I'm also, if it's okay with you, I'm going to give away a free membership, a $199 value for any of your listeners that either send you an inspirational note or send me a note as to why they want to take advantage of the WEN program. So that's my holiday gift to you and your listeners, and to show that WEN is committed to making change and inspiring people.
Oh, that is amazing. I'm writing all this stuff down, and of course I'm going to re-listen to the show, but I'm going to promote that. So they have a chance to get a free membership. That's $199. You are. 'Tis the season to give, my friend. Thank you so much for doing that.
When we take care of others, and I think the other tip that I'll give for this group is when we show gratitude. I think that's vitally important for the end of this year going into the new year. I think we lack that sometimes. There's a difference between kindness and giving. So we can just call it gratitude, and you can be grateful for what you have as an individual, but I think we need to give a little bit more. So I just walk the walk a little bit because I am founder, what did you call me, Chief WEN Officer, that is my title. I own that, so I want to be responsible. So giving is good. And give shout-outs to all the people in your life. So if I may, a couple shout-outs from my end. All of my WEN advisors, you are the best and brightest in the field. You rock it. So thank you to all the WEN advisors out there changing people's lives, making people's lives better. All of our team leaders at WEN. You asked me to talk about WEN. It's not all about me. We have the top leaders, and they make it look easy. Thank you. Our advisory board, our board, you're committed, you're dedicated. Our WEN colleagues, our partners, we want more partners in 2021. So if you're interested, you can contact me directly. Let's get on board with changing people's lives. And I would be remiss, Michelle, if I didn't, because it's time of gratitude, family, blessing. So to my wife, my partner in life, I give her gratitude. I think Jerry Maguire said it better than I did. You complete me, and you know what, sweetie, you do. I thank you for that. To my children that are now teenagers, and I'm saying all this not to be self-serving. I'm saying all this to your listeners to really think about your family, really think about your gratitude, what you're thankful for. So to my children that are now teenagers, wow, teenagers, that's a whole separate topic, Michelle. We'll have to do a whole separate segment there. But I love my children. I love my teenagers. They are teaching me. And I think for the inspiration for me, and I know we get close on time, I want to thank my East Coast family. I'm in Arizona now. I want to thank my East Coast family. Special shout out to them. Special shout out to my mom, who's dealing with some medical ailments. Mom, you inspire me. So it will be when you feel better. And when I say you inspire me, you're inspiring the Wen guy. So I learned from you, so I thank you. So to my mom, feel better. To all families, all listening, and to all that will hear this eventually and podcast to follow, all that good stuff. Michelle rocks, just her purpose, her good. I'm honored to be a part of this program. I'm honored that I can share Wen. I'm honored that we gave some giveaways today, and I genuinely believe 2021 will be a year of Wen ahead, when we take care of ourselves. So I leave you with self-care, inspire yourself, get the help you need to make your life better.
Wow, you got me all emotional there, Randy. Now I got to pull myself back together and get on with the show. But thank you so much. You're an incredible partner. I can't wait to meet you in person since we're both here in Arizona. Have a Merry Christmas, you and all your family. And I'm so looking forward to having you back on for your January segment. You really are an amazing person. So thank you for the offers. And we're going to do it, man. We're going to have, this is a much better year. So thank you so much. And you're awesome. Randy Miller, Chief Wen Officer at Wen Enterprises. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.
"'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house the family was distanced, and so was the mouse.
6 feet! 6 feet!
The children were nestled all snug in their beds while needles of vaccine injected their heads. And Mama in her face shield and I in my mask find breathing to be a laborious task. When what to my wandering eye it appeared? A fat old man, no mask, and a quarantine beard. It was Saint Nick I spied with my little eye, his first time out of the house since July. He coughed and he hacked all over my stocking, behavior that anyone would find rather shocking. I got very scared when he touched all my stuff. I realized that Lysol would not be enough. Under my tree he left a big red Schwinn, even though I had asked for hydroxychloroquine. I offered some Duracet, but he said no. So I showed him the door, left him out in the snow, and I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, 'I didn't test positive, but my reindeer just might.'"
Yeah, I told you it's going to be a fun-filled Christmassy show. We didn't get a chance to give you the information for Randy Miller's Wen, but if you just go to our website, everythinghomeatresourceplatform.com, it's right there on the homepage. You can just click. I made it simple, or you can go on the Partners and Patriots tab. And again, all of our guest information are listed on our website, everythinghomeatresourceplatform.com, so that way it is easy and handy for you. But I'm going to make sure that we each of them give you the information also. All right, it's time to keep going. I've got so much more stuff to share. All right, next up is Leah Salmerin. She is the, hang on one second here, she is the founder of Paddle for the Cure NYC, a nonprofit and special support organization for breast cancer survivors and supporters. Spouty's elves, give this woman a round of applause. Hey, Leah, it's 12:17. I'm bringing you on time. How are you today?
Good. How about you, Michelle?
I am all fired up. I got a little emotional. Randy made me get all flustered, but I'm back on track. I compose myself when I play the music, so I'm good. I'm ready for you to bring it. Tell us a little bit about the organization and what you guys are doing to help all these breast cancer survivors and the people that are supporting them.
Okay. So I'm so excited to share our organization. So to all the listeners that are listening right now, my name is Leah Salmerin. I'm a proud breast cancer survivor, as well as the founder, president of Paddle for the Cure NYC, PFC. In my life, I've had many close brushes with the end, but I kept going and survived all the obstacles thrown my way. I survived a diabetic coma, breast cancer, 2 car accidents, and COVID. Oh, what a life. Through all those challenges, I've learned some very valuable lessons that helped me start Paddle for the Cure. We are a Dragon Boat team of NYC Health Plus Hospitals, elders, and become a beacon of hope. The charity is very personal for me because we have full of cancer and diabetes in the family, and I want to share my story to the world and my formula on how I beat it. First, God is central. I held onto my faith when times were rough and always asked for divine guidance. God has helped me find and maintain a positive attitude and hopeful outlook in life. For me, seeking divine power and not losing hope get me out of the dark tunnel and help me to see the light. Try it for yourself. Second, go for second opinion. In the years when I was setting up Paddle for the Cure, we struggled, but I made it through the rough times because I asked for support from my family, friends, and good-hearted people. It was their suggestions and support that helped us get to where we are today. I think it's important to be strong. That's the fact. But it's also important to understand that it's always a must to ask for help when you need it. You are never alone in anything. The third thing I learned is you create. Once you are in the cancer system, you may have to undergo surgery, chemo, radiation, and hormonal therapy. Do your best to have fun along the way. Accept the wave and ride the surf. And at the end, you will tell yourself, oh, what a life. That's a real, what a ride. That's a real life. You'll have ups and down times, but once you get the hang of it, you'll catch the perfect break and find yourself having a great time despite the odds. When I came back stronger after cancer and started Paddle for the Cure, there were non-believers in what I was trying to do. A lot of the critics, left and right, but I ignored them. Some were very rude to me, but I kept going. If I was too bright and sunny for them, I lent them my sunglasses. I grew up near the water, and it was water that helped me get through the side effects of my cancer treatment. I believe that water is life. That's why I started Paddle for the Cure. Other women experience the same comfort and strength water gives me in order to help them cope with breast cancer. Our charity is unique in the whole New York City cancer community because we are using all kinds of water sports to aid our survivors in developing a holistic lifestyle as part of their wellness program. Together, we believe that practice plus perseverance equals power, and that is being powered. We know that our advocacy, awareness, and action will always be strong with faith, community, and self-determination will help save more lives. That's why we'll keep paddling for a cure.
Hey, so, Leah, we've got 2 minutes. Leah, hang on there. Go with the flow. We're going with the water flow. I got 2 minutes left in your thing, and so I want to get some specifics out there for people. So the organization is in New York City area, so you're servicing clients hopefully in the tri-state area because it's easy to get to them. So let's be specific about exactly what they would be doing and if there's a cost to do anything. Like I said, we've got 2 minutes. So I want to make sure we get some real good information in there for people.
Okay, so I would like to invite everyone, hopefully next year, if we're back to normal. So the water season is on May through October, off-season in their practice available. But at this point, I would like to ask for support because with limited funds, it is hard for us to push the program forward. So every dollar counts, and for those that would like to make a donation, they can just go directly to our website at www.pfcnyc.org, or they could check our social media handle at Paddle Cures. And for those who want to collaborate and be a partner with us, they could just shoot us an email at info@paddleforthecurenyc.org.
Perfect.
Thank you, Michelle.
Hey, you're welcome. And as far as the actual programs for the women and the support, Is it an event? Is it something that they go in and they're doing paddle boarding? About less than a minute.
So yes, yes.
Give them that information
real
quick.
So since we're off this season, so hopefully next year, we will have like our fundraising events again. Hopefully, it will. Usually, we start our events like March. That's the beginning. So, and preparing for preparing for the season start on May through October. So I'm inviting everyone. Just check our website.
Yeah, everything's on the website, so then that'll be the best way for people to get some more information. So, Leah, thanks for coming on the show today. She's the founder of Paddle for the Cure NYC. It's a nonprofit for breast cancer survivors and supporters. So Merry Christmas, happy holidays to you, Miss Leah, and we will talk to you in January.
Michelle, thank you. Merry Christmas to you. And keep up the good work.
Hey, I'm doing what I can. I'm doing what I can.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Okay, just want to remind everyone that all of the guest information, their websites, and all the shows that you've been listening to, plus the 144 episodes that are on the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Make sure you go check it out. And again, bookmark it. Make it your new homepage and start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Tons and tons of information. So we're at 12:25. I've got a few minutes to get you some more information. I did want to let you know that each month we do have a free giveaway. All you need to do to enter is rate, review, and subscribe to our show on your favorite podcast player. We're on 14 of them. Or like, comment, and share our posts on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Twitter. Just a couple clicks, a little typing. I love that typing music. It's so stupid. And you get one entry to win our monthly prize. This month, it's a $50 gift card to Amazon. So keep it simple. Again, just go to the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and click the rate and review graphic at the top of the page, and all the tabs to subscribe to the show are there too. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of all of our amazing, amazing guests that are on our program. You can also check out all the different programs that we've got, what we do. I want you to encourage you to go visit the Reopen America Resource Center, because the free information on there is just absolutely incredible. And I keep adding to it all the time. I'm going to play a little commercial for you, and then we'll bring on the next guest.
ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com. Are you struggling personally or professionally because of the coronavirus shutdown? Ready to grow your business and serve more customers and clients? Finally, there's a trustworthy website with resources, relief options, grants, support, and much more for small businesses, nonprofits, and individuals. One location with all the information. It's time to get back to work, life, and reopen America. Visit ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com today, the ultimate resource platform to help you in every way.
All righty. Yeah, check it out. It's got a lot of free information. It's all in different categories. It's everything you could possibly imagine. A great networking and resource contacts on there, too. So usually I go into more detail, but I want to get jamming because we want to make sure we bring on our guests and stick to our schedule. It is 12:27 p.m. Mountain Time in Arizona. And my next guest is one of my favorites. We've known each other for a while. Miss Taylor Wellman is a video marketing expert and founder of Financial Potion. And oh my goodness, this woman knows her stuff. So elves, Fauci's elves, wake up, guys. I know you're taking a little nap, too many hot toddies. Well, they're better this week, Taylor. Last week they were drunk. So.
Oh, no. Very into the holiday season, right?
Oh, my God. They got loaded before the show, and then they kept drinking. So I just had to keep almost like I need one of those long sticks where I could just poke them and make sure that they're paying attention.
Right. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, so why not?
Oh, definitely. So let's talk a little bit about video marketing, some tips. I mean, this is what everybody needs to be doing. I don't know. You keep telling me that I need to do it, but, you know, it's that whole camera ready thing. You got to do the hair. You got
to
do the
Everyone makeup. Needs That's to be camera ready. Everyone. And luckily these days still, you only need to be camera ready from the waist up. And so just being camera ready from the waist up, you know, sticking to the green screen pledge. I'm not going to share again what that is, but everyone will have to just check out our last podcast together to see what the green screen pledge is. But yeah, you need to be camera ready and be in front of people. People are hungry for human connection. And that's what you're going to accomplish when you utilize video, even as simple as a video message, utilizing technology like BombBomb or Marco Polo, Vinyard. You just need to get in front of people.
And it makes a huge difference, like you said, even if it's something short rather than, mm-hmm. oh, just a post or something like that. So video is intimidating. I'm not going to lie, right? Because it's you're worried about how you look, the camera angles, how's it come across, the sound. So what could somebody do that's just starting, or and then give another tip on somebody who's done it for a while? Maybe they might be doing, they could do it a little bit better.
Yeah, so even if you're just starting, first thing first, before you even press that record button, is practice in front of the mirror. Look at how you look when you're talking. Are you smiling? Are your eyes looking like they're smiling? How is your posture? Are you shaking your head no instead of yes when you say, I want to help you? You'll be amazed at the number of times I have to correct people's body language. They're doing their call to action and they're shaking their heads no. And your body language needs to communicate the same thing that your words are. So if you're just starting, before even pressing that record button, take a deep breath, maybe do a power pose for 2 minutes. Science says that it changes the hormone balance in your body. And then practice in front of the mirror. Get confident for how you look and how you sound. Then press record. Then just send it off and don't look at it ever again. I don't know about you, but I don't watch any of the videos that I actually do. I get it done and I just send it off and don't look again. And then for someone who's maybe been doing it for a little while, think about what small bits of technology can help enhance your videos. And that might mean investing in a microphone. You know, maybe you have one of the newest, latest, and greatest 4K iPhones that can actually do a decent job capturing video. The audio is still a problem. And so invest in those tiny pieces of equipment that will enhance the product. Add some lighting to your face. There are so many different pieces of equipment that could just enhance the lighting. There's, you know, $12 snap-on LED lights that you can add to your phone or to your computer screen just to illuminate your face and eliminate shadows. We don't want to see shadows. And then we don't want to see up your nose. I'm sorry. I'm tired of the angles of people just having the camera low and we're looking up the nose. You always want to make sure that you're slightly looking up to your camera lens. That way your neck is nice and elongated. And not only are you going to look better, you're going to look more confident. And at the end of the day, people are more concerned about what you're saying. Are you providing value? And are you looking confident in what you do? If your hair isn't exactly perfect, you know, I know my split ends are terrible with COVID right now. No one's really paying attention to that. They want to know, do you have something for them?
And I think something else to remember to take away the intimidation factor of all this. You know, we've been watching people on television doing all kinds of interviews from home. And I'm talking people that mm-hmm. are famous, people that have a lot of money. And most of them have not even taken into consideration anything that you talked about. I mean, the angle's ridiculous. It's almost like you could say, you could tell they're just doing it from their laptop. And you're like, you know, I know you have a couple books somewhere in the house. Can you just
right?
put them under the computer so that your laptop's
as
at least
simple
little,
as that.
Just, and mm-hmm. the lighting, and you're thinking, this guy, I'm going to take financial advice from this guy, and he can't even figure out to buy a $12 LED light for his setup. So I
exactly.
can see
it's a first impression. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a first impression. You want to make sure that you are, you know, representing yourself in the best light possible. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have a shallow depth of field and, you know, graphics coming in and out. You just need to be well lit, no shadows, and be heard, and make sure that you don't sound like you're in a trash can.
Yeah, that's another thing. I don't quite understand that. Like I said, these are people who you're seeing on television. Yeah. So if
yes.
they're doing stupid stuff like that, then us regular people, couple little tips from just today alone, not including the other incredible information that you have, you're already 400 steps ahead of these people that
you
we're
really
watching
are. And then take baby steps. You know, we're not expecting you to go from a brand new newbie pressing record for the first time to, you know, Steven Spielberg. No, you got to take baby steps and, you know, just look at some of your products and productions and go, okay, what could I do better? Could I add more lighting here? Could I, you know, add, you know, something in the background to enhance it? You know, try to improve every time. You know, I know we're still improving and we've been a professional video marketing company for over 6.5 years. You're always going to be improving and growing, but just take those baby steps.
Yeah, simple, simple little things. Are you still doing your Friday videos and updates? Because I want you to give that information and give your website because there's more content on there. Your videos plus then if somebody's ready to take the step to hire you, this is the production company to go with. So give all that information.
Most definitely. We believe in value-based marketing. And so that's why we are always providing free content every Friday at 5 p.m. Arizona time on our YouTube channel. So that's just youtube.com/financialpotion. Subscribe, click on that bell so you're notified that new videos are uploaded. And you're going to learn about scripting, producing, you know, where to put your lighting, what microphones to use. We do equipment recommendations and reviews all the time. We talk about how to correctly post your videos online. That's a whole other conversation that people will just do a video, throw it up on social media and expect people to see it. Now, social media platforms have different search engine optimized tools that you need to add. And so we will teach you all of that on our YouTube channel. But in addition, we do provide done for you services. And so if you're just curious, what in the world could you do in the world of video marketing, reach out to us. We provide half hour complimentary strategy sessions where we'll talk about you, your situation, what you're currently doing, and then how video can enhance your marketing efforts.
Oh, brilliant. Just jam packed with information. You're always such a pleasure to have on the show, Taylor. So thank you for coming on. You, your husband, and your cute little baby, you have a fabulous Christmas. And I look forward to you coming back on in January. And maybe we'll now have a new following of people that actually did some videos and we could get some testimonials.
Right.
And they said, who knew it was that easy? And look what the results are.
I'm going to start giving people homework. They better watch out. I'm going to start giving people homework.
Oh, that's just, well, if that's what we're going to end up doing, we're going to have to give them assignments so they could stay on track. So Taylor, thank you so much.
There we go.
Taylor Wellman, the founder of Financial Potion, the video marketing expert, the go-to lady. So make sure you watch her videos on Fridays and subscribe and make sure you click that little bell and you'll get some great tips. So thank you so much, Taylor. We'll talk to you in January.
Thank you, Michelle. Merry Christmas and talk to you more soon.
You got it.
Every who down in Whoville was tired of hiding. Even the Grinch was tired of Biden. For Sleepy Joe stole the old Grinch's thunder. This Christmas, Joe Biden would pillage and plunder. Joe Biden capitalized on the COVID craze when he told the Who's,
you cannot be traveling during these holidays.
When the Who's complained that he was no fun, Biden exclaimed,
tell that to all the people who went to World War I.
And Cindy Lou Who, she cries and she begs, but all Biden tells her is,
I got hairy legs.
When the Grinch heard of this Christmas ban, he quoted Joe Biden and said,
come on, man.
So this Christmas, if you have a longing to get funky, sit down and ask yourself, what are you, a junkie?
Will you shut up, man? That's great.
Thank you.
Oh, God. It gets me every single time. I just said, let's... Oh, my goodness. I was going to throw in another song here, but I'm going to bring on our next guest, even though I should put the song on to get my composure. So fair. I know sometimes it's stupid stuff is what's really funny. All right, my next guest, since we are at 12:38 p.m. Mountain Time, I said I was going to stick to the schedule, make sure everybody got their time. They're 7 minutes. Alexia Melucci. She's a Hollywood producer of Little Studio Films and the host of the Heart of the Business podcast. And I said, and I asked her, I said, I need something juicy about some celebrity. So a little round of applause. Alexia, how is it in lockdown California today?
Oh, my goodness. Hi, Michelle. Greetings from La La Land, or should I call it Looney Land? thank you for having me. Thank you for having me on your show, and I am so honored that you have invited me, and greetings to all the listeners, and my heart goes out to all the small businesses that are suffering in America. I absolutely love your little commercial right before mine. It was very, very right. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. So you're in a crazy world. You're in a crazy area. You're in a crazy business. And I don't even know where to start. Well, let's do this. Give us a little rundown of your film studio, a little bit about the podcast, and let's just jump into something juicy. Like I said, I need some juice.
You need juice and you need gossip. I know that. But, well, you know, I wanted to tell you something. I think it's very, very important. So I am one of the partners of Little Studio Films. My other half happens to be my mother. So we're a family business and we are all women owned. Believe it or not, we are accomplished film and television producers. We've been doing it for over 30 years. 30 years, my mom, and 25 years myself. I have produced several independent films and also TV shows. I would have to say that the reason I got started in this business, and maybe it's a little bit unusual because everybody thinks Hollywood is about seeking fame, for me has been about seeking to have conscious content out there. I think there is a bad stigma sometimes about what Hollywood does, as we all know, but there's also a lot of really, really good people out there. And I pride myself to be one of them who wants to turn things around. And this pandemic has been a perfect, perfect opportunity, I think, to do a little bit of a cleansing, so to speak, of you know, all the bad stuff that gets put out there. And I think there's going to be a renaissance in our business. This is as much as it seems crazy, I think there's going to be a renaissance. And those visionary voices, those people that they want to put out content that is inspirational, that is positive, that is going to help people introspect and be better humans out there, they're going to be rising to the top. And I pride myself on being one of those people, and I hope I get to do that so that many people can change their perception of Hollywood, which obviously, given the fact that you want to have juice, yes, I mean, there is some crazy people in La La Land as well. I'm not going to lie.
You don't sound like you belong in Southern California and in Los Angeles and in this industry, because you're the opposite of I can't even say stereotype, because a majority of it's actually true. So how is that for you? You're normal. You're normal. You care. You want positive change. I guess all your friends are outside the business, so that's pretty clear.
That's right. No kidding. Yes, well, you know what? I have to say, Hollywood is obviously not just the United States. And the good news is 80% of the box office, well, there's no box office right now, but 80% of the earnings of movies comes from the international marketplace. I am a proud immigrant, as I have told you. I'm from Italy, but I am a very proud American. Stand for our country and all the opportunities that it gave me. And I have to say that internationally, it's a whole different world. And so because we deal a lot with international co-productions and alliances and branding and content creation that puts together a lot of great people, not just from the United States, the views and the ways of doing business overseas are a little bit different. And a little bit more sane, may I say. And there is lots of great normal people to do business with out there, which is good.
Yeah. All right. Now what about juice? It could be a story from years ago. That's okay.
Well, my goodness, juice. Okay. So, you know, I have a podcast. It's called The Heart of Show Business. And the reason I created it was to actually show to people that, yes, Hollywood people are also normal. You know, they love their families, they love their God, they have a lot of positive inspiration that they want to share. And so, you know, when I bring people on my podcast, I don't do a lot of gossiping, but I do speak about survival stories and the struggles and how people through their mindset make things happen for themselves. As far as the juice is concerned, you know, what I wanted to say is that there is a silent group that basically shares different views on the mainstream views, and it's a lot bigger than what you might think it is. I can't name names because, unfortunately, as you know, everybody's very vocal in Hollywood. And so if you say something, then, you know, it could come and bite you in the ass. So I wish I could give you juicy stuff. But if we're going to put juicy things on, say, the Cannes Film Festival and the film markets that I get to go to and I walk those red carpets and everything, I have to say, I've seen some crazy stuff out there.
I'm sure you have.
Know.
Well,
yes,
you know, it's interesting.
Yes,
it's interesting you brought up.
Demand,
yeah,
you know,
it's interesting you brought up that small world of the people like yourself, the opposites, and they can't say anything. And I'm friends with Joe Piscopo, and he brings that up often because a lot of his friends are liberal, and they live out in Southern California. They're in the industry, and he says, you know, they talk to him, and they're like, you know, thank you so much for doing what you're doing on the radio. It's very patriotic, and he's very pro, defending the police, not defunding them. So, you know, which is opposite of what you, the world that you're in. And he says there's so many people that come to him that say, I feel the same way. There's so many more of us, but we can't say anything because literally we won't be able to get a job. And I think that's just insane.
Yeah.
That, and, you know, hearing it from you, it's kind of I don't know what the word is to describe it, but it's just, it floors me. And I've heard it from many people, but I you're more direct. So I appreciate you delivering that info because, and you're going to do something to make a change. Maybe you guys all come together and rebel, or like you said, there's going to be a shift. And,
absolutely.
You know,
there is, it's happening. It's happening, Michelle.
And you're seeing it. So that's good. And it just seems like that the type of films that are being released, and I can't think of a couple of them off the top of my head, but they've been out this year. They're more faith-based and they're more family-ish oriented, or they're talking about religion, or, you know what I mean? The things that you would expect as opposed to just blowing things up and the world is bad and there's no dialogue and you're like, wow, there was only four words said in an hour and a half. And that's just, you know what I mean? It's like, what happened to the real movie? But it's 12:46.
Everybody wants a Christmas movie, Michelle. Everybody wants a Christmas. Everybody.
Yeah.
Look at Netflix. They're making them like, you know, Hallmark Channel. They're making a fortune with that. And that speaks to what the audience really wants to see. You know, they want to see romance. They want to see family. They want to see, you know, going into a small town and reconnecting with your old boyfriend or girlfriend and, you know, reconnecting with your family and the spirit of Christmas and the spirit of celebrating and unity. I think that the fact that Netflix is making so much money, as now they're making also with Hallmark and Hulu and everything, and they're doing all this type of content, obviously they know something. We want that. We, as the audience, crave that right now. I don't think anybody wants to go see depressing stuff anymore. I think we've all had it. I mean, there's so much suffering in the world. Why do I need to go into a movie theater to see people shooting heroin up their veins or, you know, shooting people in the head? Like, why do we need to go see that? And why do our children need to go see that, right? So I think there is a rise of voices, myself included, that want to make more of that. So hopefully, fingers crossed.
I am so proud of you for doing that and standing up and being a voice and standing up for what you believe in a world where you can't really do that, which is just, it blows my mind. So Alexa, can you give your website or your social media information on how you want people to find out about you and listen to the podcast too?
Absolutely. I would love for people to subscribe and rate my podcast. It's called The Heart of Show Business. I'm going to be doing a little giveaway. The first 5 reviews I get this month on my podcast, and some really interesting, also faith producers in there that I speak. The first 5 people who give me their reviews on my podcast, I will be giving them something from my Little Stones merchandising store. We have amazing t-shirts, coffee mugs, you name it, iPhone covers, the first five that give a review, hopefully a positive one, on my podcast will be getting a freebie that will be contacted by my team, and we'll be sending them a beautiful sweatshirt, t-shirt, coffee mug. They can pick whatever they like. We'll send it to you. And that's my little call to action. And then if people want to know more about what I'm doing, my website, www.littlestudiofilms.com, proud mother-daughter business, you know, all female, and we're creating a lot of great content in 2021, pending the pandemic, but hopefully follow us, and we look forward to you coming to, you know, reach out to us if you need anything. You know, we're doing a lot of branding and to spread leverage through the arts medium. You know, there's a lot of conversion right now, as we know, with brands that are sponsoring content that is uplifting and inspirational. And if any of you are interested, please do connect with us, because we'd love to hear from you to make more content that is going to be in line with what this beautiful country is about.
Oh, Alexia, you just summed it up perfectly. You're an incredible partner on our platform. I'm so glad that we connected. I'm proud of you for what you're doing. Tell your mom that I said hello. You guys have a Merry Christmas, and I'm looking forward to you coming back in January. Thank you so much. Thank you for all
that
you're doing out there.
Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas. Oh, thank you so much, and Merry Christmas out there. Everybody stay safe. I'm going to come see you in Arizona, because it looks like things are better over there. So I'll come visit you, okay?
They are. The door is wide open. You can stay with me. And we're already on the same page. Well, I already feel like we're best friends. So, Alexia, take care.
Me too.
And we'll talk to you in January.
Okay, bye.
Oh my goodness. How about those partners? Four amazing partners so far, and incredible quality content. So you can always go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, get their information. It's on the homepage. It's also on the Partners and Patriots tab. And then also everyone that has their own podcasts or their own TV show or their live streams, if you just go onto that Partners and Patriots tab, you'll see there's a list, and I put everybody on a different page on there, so you can click directly onto the graphic, and you can find out, listen to their shows or watch them, all the above. So we're making it easy for you to find the messages that matter from the good people doing good business and good things. This is the platform. So everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, all the information's there. Great, incredible partners, and let's bring on our batting cleanup today is Mr. Jarris Tucker. He is the founder of Real One-on-One Consulting, business marketing, branding, and advertising. And let's do this. Okay. Well, before I do that, this is going to be this is the end of our Christmas show. So I think I did a good job of sending you some good Christmas cheer with the music, but, and we're going to be off on, Christmas Day. So round of applause. Come on, guys. Jarris, I went long on my time. I apologize. Sorry. Sorry.
Fine.
How are you, my
Fine.
Friend? How are you?
I'm doing absolutely great, Michelle. The show was wonderful, and we're right on time.
All right. So let's talk some business marketing tips or branding. What do you think is most important that people could start to do now and then, you know, change things up for next year, which is 8 days away?
When I look at myself, you got to be able to create a system. So looking at myself, being able to write down and understand what worked for me, that's the main thing. What did I do this year as far as branding and advertising that I can say, hey, I saw good results in, and I know this is going to work. Once I list those things, the next thing I'm going to do is say, okay, what could I have done better or what didn't work, and kind of dig around and do some researching to see why X worked or why B didn't work, and then you just play around with it. A lot of times when you're branding and advertising, everything's about self. So just try to have some fun and try to have a clear direction, a path of where you're trying to take your business or your products or services to.
So for you personally, what do you think was the number one standout success story that you did that was not complicated, something on that was simple?
Well, this year has been a wild year, and the quarantine forced me to stay in and to look at myself. So my growth, my transformation, research, and the knowledge that I put in and learning what branding means to me. Because when you think of a brand, you're only thinking about yourself, what you represent. I'm hoping that I represent hope, inspiration, drive, and passion in my brand. So I try to work on that. And this year just showed me how to look in myself. This is one of the best years I've ever had with self-knowledge and self-awareness.
Yeah, I think people have got a little bit more opportunity to do an inner reflection on what really was a priority, or maybe even they decided, you know what, this line of work really isn't what I want to do. And that's what we're trying to always, you know, have conversation about on this show. It's your business overlaps your life, right? That's why it's you can't just have a business show. You got to have like a business and life show, because they both are so intertwined. And then you want to always make sure too that you're doing, you know, so I go back to the whole purpose-driven business, right? That's what our Promos for a Purpose program is all about. A purpose-driven business. You implement what you really are passionate about and what you care about into your business because it's part of your life. So did you find that your clients that you work with, the conversations you had with people, people wanted to have more out of what they do? And maybe they changed their line of work, or they kind of repositioned the way that they are doing their business because it was just more than making money or going through the motions. They really wanted to feel like they're not necessarily, you know, living their purpose, but it was more, you know what I mean? It seems like we're wanting finally more out of everything, but in a good way, not in a greedy way.
Yeah. And that's exactly what I offer to people, because when you look at me, you're able to see and feel the more what you're saying, because I came up with a creative way to look at my duties and my job and the way I handle things. It's not work to me anymore. This is my lifestyle because I enjoy doing what I'm doing, but it took time for me to have to look at myself and say, hey, you know, you had started out in this direction. It wasn't going that well. So I had to reshape, refocus, readapt. But I think some of us just get caught up in ourselves so much that we don't understand why our process is not working. It may not be working because it may need some tweaking. And that's what I show people. Tweak what you got going on and use exactly what you have. Don't make things more complicated than what it is. Our goal as human beings is to live life happy and to do our thing. Now, my thing is marketing, advertising, and serving as a reminder that we are human beings first. Your thing may be something different. Experiment. Take time to find out what is your thing. And when you find your thing in your personal life as a human being first, everything else will fall in place when you are comfortable with who you are and you have a crystal clear direction of the path in life that you're trying to take yourself or your business down.
Yeah, it's a great way for people to kind of just have a different perspective on things in a little bit more of a direction. Like I always tell people, you know, once you actually commit to something and you determine what it is that you want, things do fall into place. I mean, obviously, you have to put some effort in. They just can't sit there and think or feel and then expect all magical things to change. But once you really define what you want to do, what makes you happy, things like that, things greatly, greatly change for the positive, and you could do some good things in this world. You know, you can make a difference. So do you want to give your information Jairus, so people can learn more about you, and also a quick tip. Then we gotta bounce 12:58. I'm trying to keep on track.
Right. I'm being very fast. The best way everybody can get in contact with me is you can follow the hashtag Thinkers at Work. You can put that anywhere on any social media platform, anywhere on the internet. Once you are following that hashtag, I got this wonderful direct way to get in contact with me is just text me now number. So you follow the hashtag Thinkers at Work, check on my content, and I have my text me now number and all of the content that I put out. A quick tip or takeaway is remember, life is a gift. What present are you creating for yourself? Thank you, Michelle.
Hey, you're so welcome. And I look forward to having you back on in January. Thanks for your great support. I mean, you've just been wonderful on social media, and partners like you that share and comment and like and support. That's what this is all about, bringing together like-minded people and bringing quality content for the audience out there so they can their life, they can grow their business, and they can make a difference in the world. And we put it all in one place, so you don't have to figure out who and where and what. It's all right there. Everything Home, a resource platform.com. I want to thank you again, Jairus, and we're going to have you back on in January. So we are at 1 o'clock. I'm going to throw in a Christmas song, and you know, here's the thing, guys. The best part about all this is the reason why we did this platform is too because it is. And I want everyone to have a very Merry Christmas. I am a little all over the board. I apologize. So a special thank you to all of our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Keep in mind all their info and their episodes are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Bookmark it. Make it your new homepage. Start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. All the information's on there. You'll be happy you did. Join us next Wednesday at 12 o'clock for another live episode of Purpose Driven Partners, where you're going to learn some great tips and takeaways to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. Have a very, very Merry Christmas, everybody. And we're off on Friday, but I'm going to put some Christmas stuff up for you to listen to. Yeah, Merry Christmas. Join us next Wednesday. I was going to do a little exit of Miss Mariah. Here we go.
Listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.
is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.